Dr. Wood.
Alpha Alpha 8 Romeo Kilo Mobile. Hey, you're making it in. Where are you? Hey, do you care? ADA-8RK Mobile.
RHK, this is Whiskey 6, Mike Echo Tango, also mobile.
Hey, I don't think either of us is quite in range yet. I will be in another couple of minutes, maybe. AA8RK Mobile, Northville.
Yeah, I'm about as good as I'm going to get. I got a new vehicle and working an HT off a mag mount on the roof, so not going to get much better, but I will be here and listening. This is W6MET, mobile.
AAE8RK. AAE8RK mobile. AAE8RK mobile. W8FU.
Testing 1 2 3 4 5 5 4 3 2 1.
Sounded good. Hey, check gas.
Okay, testing out a device here. So I'm in a loud environment, so a lot of echoing. Kind of obnoxious. Thanks. W8FU.
Good. NHJKF listening. NHJKF mobile listening. N8ZKF monitor. N8ZKF. W8FU. What up? Up and about, heading home from breakfast. Got Mama a breakfast sandwich to go. Now I've got to figure out what am I going to do with the rest of the day. K-8RUH. back. Go ahead, Anthony.
Just turned the radio on for the first time and happily heard you, gentlemen. How you guys doing? How'd the week treat you?
Well, there was sadness because there was no Anthony on the way into work every morning. Dakota? Yep, I second that. Every morning, it was just Sean and I.
Well, I missed ya. Man, I was like, I thought Grosse Pointe was a radio dead spot. Holy moly. I was in the middle of nowhere in the mountains off of I-70, and I couldn't hit a repeater. I couldn't even find one within 20, 30 miles, and I was in a valley, so it made it super difficult. There was no radio. Couldn't hit anybody on any mesh-tastic. What a dead zone that was.
Where were you?
I was Denver adjacent. I was about 10 miles east of the Eisenhower Tunnel on I-70, and then where we were skiing was basically on top of the Eisenhower Tunnel.
I'm assuming you had some good snow.
Dakota, you have no idea. We got 40 inches of snow in the 5 days of skiing that we did. It was incredible. It was epic.
Well, that's great. I mean, that sounds like perfect. So, okay, well, cool. You didn't want radio anyhow. You were there for fellowship and cocktails and skiing, so I'm glad you probably had all of that. So I'm surprised, though. Well, it depends how adjacent to Denver, but your Mile High, you should be able to blast out quite a ways. All right, I got to get inside with Mama's breakfast sandwich before it gets cold, and I'll turn the radio back on here in a few minutes after I check in. W8FU, Dakota. Get that woman some food. Anthony, I mean, if you're out there skiing, I'm sure radio was kind of an afterthought or after the day was over and you were sitting there going, huh, I wonder if I can hit anything.
Oh, yeah, it was totally just for curiosity. And I think it's kind of cool, like, if over the summer when I was in New Jersey, I was able to hit a few repeaters, and there was a couple morning nets that happened that I was able to hop in on, and it's always fun. And, you know, the guys think it's cool that you're in from Detroit and talking to them. It's pretty easy to tell an outsider by call signs, you know. So, yeah, it was totally an afterthought, but it was one of those things that I wanted to check out because they have that, I think it's a VHF connected, it's the, like, Rocky Mountain connected repeater system, so I wanted to check it out, but man, the topography did not lend itself to radio, let alone getting into a repeater that was, you know, more than probably 5 or 10 miles away at best.
NADDF. Mountains don't be nice with radio unless you're on top of them, but I do the same thing. Anytime I head out of town, I always pack at least an HD, or only an HD. And just see if I can get in anything. But when I went to Texas, it was the same thing. I was in like a dead spot where even though I was way, way up on a hotel, there was nothing around me I could open up. But I turned it into a habit. Anytime I go out of town, I just grab a handheld and throw it in the bag and screw around with it when I got a couple minutes.
Yeah, and you know, with that UV Pro, it is so easy because all I have to do is get into repeater book on my phone and then program the radio on my phone, so it's totally on the fly. It's pretty nice. KE8RUH.
If I were to travel more, that would definitely be the go-to radio just for that alone. I've got most of my, like the Kenwood I can program. I mean, I can program them all from the front panel. It's just way easier to do it from a phone and actually type in instead of having to go through a bunch of sub-menus.
For sure. Hey, I'm about to run into the chiropractor, so I'll catch up with you a little later. What are you up to this afternoon, K8 or U8?
You old man, you go skiing for a week, and the first thing you do when you get back is hit the chiropractor. You sound like me. I'm just running errands with the family right now. It was good timing. I'm pulling into Home Depot on 26, so maybe I'll catch you on my way out of here. Anyway, BBF.
Have a good day, man. K8RUH.
KF8S testing. Just trying a different radio. Back monitoring myself. Sounds all right, I guess. KF8S. You're talking to yourself. They have a 12-step program for that, you know. Good afternoon. Oh, it's still morning. Good morning. W8RCY. Well, I always heard if as long as you're not answering yourself, you're okay. Copy that. Well, you sound good anyway. You know, I was going to pick up, and then you said, you know, I'm just like, you know, checking myself, and I just said, nah, I got to say something. So anyway, no, it's sounding good, though. W8RCY, have a great day. Very good. All right, cool. Yeah, I was just seeing how this antenna worked. I'm on the second floor. I'm going into the Mount Clemens repeater. And thanks for coming back, and I'll be monitoring KF8S.
NHZKF, mobile listening.
Good morning there. I don't think I got the entire call. I heard a ZF, maybe. I don't remember, but this is Dave. Call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8Sierra.
All right, real fine, Dave. Hopefully I'm making the system here. I'm in Livonia, just leaving the squad here. Talking to Warren, I should be terrified to be more clear, but sorry that too. Call sign is N8ZKF, and I just got my radio in the car yesterday, and just trying to get active here again. I just bought some toys at the swamp, and off on the way to Lansing right now, so thanks for coming back.
Ah, very good. Yeah, I forgot there was a Livonia swab. I can never get myself up early on Saturdays. Saturdays are my catch-up on sleep days. So, but very good, yeah. A lot of people like to pick up the hobby and then go dormant for a while. I was the same way. I got my license back in the 90s and then like two decades passed, and then when COVID happened again, you know, everybody got bored. And I said, yeah, well, I'll see what ham radio is doing again. So, all right, you're on the fringe of the area, so I will let you go and have a safe trip back to Lansing. N8, I'm going to make sure I got your call sign right. N8ZKF, I think was what I heard. This is KF8S.
All right, real fine. Yeah, well, thanks for coming back. And just kind of playing around with the radio. I got a Isuzu FPM500D here. And just trying to figure out how to work everything. And my whole family were all hams and kind of just
a lot of the family fell out. My brother was kind of the ringleader and passed away a couple of years ago. But I'm working on a couple of projects now that kind of help have all this golf clubs. I thought it'd be fun. I'm actually just inspired in it. So good to be back out here. Thanks for back. Good to talk to you soon. We'll hopefully talk to you soon here.
My name is DKF from W8RCY. He's still on the air, sir.
I am W8RCY. And he's like, yeah, how's it going?
Good morning. Sounds like a new call sign, and sounds like a vanity call sign. First name, personal here is Donald. I live in the Madison Heights area. Been on GMRS for almost forever, since 1978. And I just now, finally, after about 50 years of my life, got my ham ticket back in August. And mine, of course, is a vanity call sign, but my original was KF8BXS. Hated it. And it was Dave, who you just talked to, came up with changing it to what is a portion of what used to be my GMRS call sign, which was WRCY565. So I incorporated it because I'm old and I had to find an easy way to remember the two.
All right, real fine, Val. Well, good to talk to you today. Again, the name is Dave, and N-A-Z-K-F. Nope, not a vanity sign. I'm just an old guy. I got my original calls a long time ago, and I'm just trying to remember. I don't know. I think I renewed it like 3 times. So, I barely renewed it this time. I almost lapsed on me. I got it by like a day. I do, my brother passed away, and he was quite a ham, but I really need to go grab his calls and, let that legacy live on, and I haven't done that. Now I'm active again. I think I'll go do that. And use Dave's call sign. If I can get that to me, and I think that should be pretty easy to do, I've been told. So GMRS is kind of getting me back into it because we're putting up a GMRS repeater that we've got some, hopefully get a community of people going in the West Bloomfield area to set up a radio club and maybe do some emergency services and stuff. And so we're building a GMRS repeater for that purpose out there. And so I figure, well, if I'm going to start trying to get people motivated to do that, I should get a radio in my car and get the GMRS stuff. And I bought a bunch of parts today for the GMRS project swap. So I think that thing is going to slowly march forward with a longtime friend and Ham Phil, who's going to be very involved in that. It runs the repeater for that I'm talking about right now in West Bloomfield on this system. So I'll send that email. Dave again, and say cap.
Sounds like a good plan. Since you are experienced in GMRS, you're obviously aware of the Troy 575 repeater. They're in the area of Beaver and Livernois. And that's a pretty powerful kicker. It's been around for almost 35 years and is overseen by the city of Troy. But, that's a good thing. And I'm familiar with what's going on with the West Bloomfield area and repeaters going up there recently and so on and so forth. And there's also a group already out there. And I can give you some information on it down the road when you're ready, and maybe the two of your organization and this organization that's getting started, they can meet up.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, that Troy repeater, I've heard it. It's a monster. It seems to do really well, and I live right in the shadow of it, in Troy at 15 and Crooks. So I don't even need an antenna on the radio to hit that. It says it's private. Maybe you can fill me in on
and who I need to check in with to get permission to chit chat on there, and just see if that's the norm or how that all works. And I thank you. Disregard what mygmrs.com says. It's not a closed repeater. It's been an open repeater for a couple of years now. Some updates need to be done to that. But no, all you got to do is click on it, and you should be able to talk. PL tone is 192.8 on both sides. Yeah, it's good to know. Yeah, I got it all programmed up, and I could definitely hit it, and I've popped in there, politely, quickly, and briefly, and test it a little bit. But no, it's good to know. I can actually hit that repeater with my HT inside a building in West Bloomfield. And clearly where I spend 99% of my time in Troy, where my office is and where I am, that's going to be a nice tool and a fun place to talk to guys on. I'll be swinging both ways with Ham and GMRS. GMRS is all brand new to me. It wasn't really active, or at least I wasn't active in it last time around. So it's really exciting, and I couldn't be happier about it as a tool to help get, high school kids, maybe some other community people that aren't inclined to work their way through the tech test to at least get started and maybe encourage them to pursue that. Yeah, that's pretty much the road I took, but like I said, it took me almost 50 years to do it, and I'm in my late 60s, and I just got my ticket back in August, so, part of the thing with GMRS is, in fact, is it is a gateway to ham, and it gives new operators the feeling. So, anyway, again, the name here is Don. I'm in Madison Heights, or Donald, actually. I go because there's a lot of Dons and stuff out there, so I go by just simply Donald. And, I'm about 6 miles off from that repeater in Troy, and I can hit it on 1 watt on an HT, so I just thought I'd let you know. But, you can keep in touch with me on it. I've been on it for 4.5 years now, and maybe more, I don't know, about 4.5 years. And I was once a part of the administrative team, and I had to step aside due to health issues and personal matters. But, it's pretty much my home base, so it's a good, strong repeater. But I just heard you out there, and I just wanted to welcome you to the area. Anytime, we'll be around. You have a great day, sir, and make the best of it. W-8-R-C-Y, the ham ticket, WRCY-565 is the GMRS ticket. Have a great day.
Yeah, that's slick that you've got them coordinated that way. I can't even remember my TMRS call sign yet. I'll get it. All right, Don, sorry I got the name wrong earlier. 73 is great talking to you. I'm sure we'll chat a lot on either. And I'll be out here quite a bit. Just kind of, I like to talk, and I do enjoy this hobby. So W8RCY. Don, I'll burn that in. Good to talk to you. 73 is Dave Scott, and I am NHAKF, and I'll be listening.
NHAKF, yes.
N1 KRD.
N1KRT, ABATR.
ABATR, N1KRT, how are you doing this? I guess it's afternoon now.
Okay, that's KRD as in dog. Okay, name is Phil, Papa Henry De Lima. You haven't heard John before. You from around here or just passing through?
Yeah, from around here. I'm over in Southfield. So, the one call is just the vanity. Yeah, I've been on here a little bit. I guess it's been a little while since I've been on the air, but just put some new firmware on this little handheld and trying it out with the All-Star node.
Okay. Okay, if you gave me your name, I went right over my head. Try again.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I think I neglected to do that. Name here is Nick, and I'm in Southfield over here near 8 Mile and Southfield Freeway.
Okay, and you're coming in through a node. That's cool. So you can also probably hit the 442.5 machine, which is my machine, which is connected also, which is, that's what I'm on right now. So, 8 Mile Southfield, that's, my wife grew up right around there, Northland Gardens, I think it was called.
Yeah, okay, so now this rings a bell. I think I did talk to you briefly after you guys had done some work on the repeater. I was in my mobile, picking my son up from school. I was over in Huntington Woods at the time, and I was having some connection issues. It was like a kind of garbly little Bluetooth signal I was having. That rings a bell for you. But, Northland Gardens, it's a nice neighborhood. I'm in that neighborhood directly north of that. It's called Magnolia, but it's all connected there. So, yep, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I know that area. Yeah, she lived on West Hampton, if you know where that is. Yeah, so, and I grew up on the other side of 8 Mile, about a mile east, when I was a kid.
Okay, yeah, very nice. Yeah, I'm going to have to try, I don't have a good base station set up here at home yet, but I'll have to try I probably can hit the 2.5 with my handheld here. I got, that's a 10-watt, I think it was, 8 watts on UHF, so I think I should be able to hit it from here, but I'm kind of walking around inside the house, so I figured I'd just go with the node, easier to have a better connection established.
Okay, what handheld do you have that you just upgraded firmware?
I said TID radio, TDH3. There's like Nick Schurer firmware, kind of just some guy wrote his own firmware, and it basically, like, there's a few different features, but it allows you to really turn down the power output for specifically for using a node, so it just kind of saves the battery.
All right, sounds good. And what kind of a node do you have? Is it a Sherry node or Clear node? Curious.
It's called Hotspot Radio. It's like a Hotspot Radio USB, I think. It's a tiny little thing, and then I got it hooked up with a I02W. So a pretty small little setup, but it's been working well for me.
Okay, sounds good. I'm not familiar with that one, but she's working just fine for you. Are you running ham VoIP or ASL3?
You know, I think I set it up before ASL3 was released, so I think I'm on like an earlier version of ASL.
Okay, well, I've played around with all of them. I know the issue with Hamploid is there's no support, really, but I like their menus and stuff better, so I kind of stick with that. I actually have I got a couple nodes. One's running ESL3 and one's running Hamploid, so experiment with both. Both do get the job done.
K8DPL Mobile?
Yeah, go ahead, Breaker.
Yeah, I'm just listening to you guys talk about All-Star and all of that, and I got an All-Star node at home right now, and yeah, it works really good, and I'm happy with it. So, just thought I'd chime in there real quick.
Okay, and that's how we've connect the repeaters to through that, so it's nice. Nice to see some sun for a change. Just coming home from the Livonia swap. Sold a few things. Actually, I was surprised. I thought it was going to be one of those swaps where I sit there and do nothing, sell nothing. But I actually sold a few things. So I'm happy. Go ahead, Nick.
Okay, yeah, you beat me to the punch. I was just about to ask if either of you guys stopped by the swap. I was looking at the details last night and considering whether I was going to go or not, and ultimately decided against it, but it's good to hear you did sell some stuff, and it sounds like a lot of people were planning to go there, so I'm assuming it was a good turnout. And I didn't catch the name of the other station. Was it maybe K8DPL or something? So go ahead.
Yeah, the call here is Kilo 8 Echo Papa Lima. The name here is Eric, and I'm mobile, and I'm up in the Flint area using the Flint repeater.
Oh, okay, Eric. Yeah, very good. I forgot that those were connected to the CMN network. Very good. All right, well, I'm just about to pull in my driveway here. I got to unload stuff, so... 7-3, nice talking to you, Nick, and Eric, have a great day. How are you, Nick? KBPR out.
All right, Phil, yeah, thanks for coming back and good chatting with you. Glad to hear everything worked out at the swap for you, and we'll catch you on here next time. And, dang it, I completely forgot the other station's name. But I did hear you up there in Flint. I'm going to be listening, kind of working around the house here if you're on your drive. So back over to you.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm just going up to Myers here, just doing some local stuff here tonight, today. Tomorrow I'm planning on going to Midland, so... I'm looking forward to that, but for the time being, I just got some local stuff to do, and, you know, I just go to Myers and get a few things, really. But, yeah, I'm glad that you guys are on the nodes and stuff like that, and you guys are sounding good out there, so. But I just wanted to chime in and say hello and let you know that somebody else was listening all the way up in Flint, so. But, yeah.
K8EPL ID. All right, K8EPL, yeah, N1KRD here. So, yeah, what you said you had a node, too, at home. Which type of node are you working with at home?
I have a Sherry All-Star node that I have at home. I don't have it turned on right now. But the primary use for my node is when I'm doing long-distance traveling, you know, when I'm going out of my usual network. I don't use the node very often, but the reason being is, you know, I can just hit the repeater inside the house with my UTP, no problem. But you know, if I'm traveling, I use that in the hotspot on my radio or on my cell phone for communications when I'm traveling long distances. That's primarily what I use it for. Could I use it for other stuff? Certainly I could. But I don't want to, if I don't need it for my day-to-day, I don't really use it too much. So, but that's what I got.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's good to have that option. I got, I have a couple repeaters that I can hit from the house with the HT, but some other ones that are farther away that not the easiest or clearest if I'm using a HT, so I kind of use it for just walking around the house. I don't like to sit in one area all the time, so helps me be able to move around and get stuff done while gabbing on the radio. So, but yeah, I've used it a couple times for travel too, and that's nice. So yeah, got to take advantage of all the different types of technology.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta look at what you have and use what you need. But I primarily am on the radio when I'm in my car. I don't get on the radio very often when I'm in the house because it's I live with my mom and my younger brother, and they're not too keen on it. They're not opposed to it, but they're like, yeah, can you just get outside or, you know, can you go somewhere else with that? But it's just their own personal, I mean, they don't have anything against it. They're very supportive of me doing amateur radio, but not very much in the house very often. But that's okay, you know. When I'm at home, I'm usually on the computer or doing something else anyway.
Yeah, no, I definitely know how that goes. I get that from my wife. Not liking the, you know, just hearing other people's conversations or hearing bursts of static or something if I'm scanning around and picking up some kind of interference or whatever. But yeah, so yeah, that's good. I use the radio in the car too, but for the most part, I'm not making longer drives. So it's, you know, a little bit here and there, but it's always good for a long drive too.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm going to get off here. I'm at Myers, and I will get back on the radio when I get out, but I'll probably be an hour in here. I'm not exactly sure how long, but just doing some, you know, like I said, some general shop. So I'll chat with you later. K8EPL, 73s.
All right, K8EPL, N1 Carity, enjoy your time in Meyer and the rest of your weekend, and maybe we'll catch you next time.
W8FSM, W8FSM, say you'd be at left.
K8EPL Mobile.
Test 1-2, ABPO, test 1-2. KZ8Z from W8FU. How many people showed up? Let's see, 4, 8, 9, 12, 14 people. Yeah, we had 3 full tables and then 1 half table, so almost 4 full tables.
Oh, okay. You guys saw it. It's left, so they weren't there, obviously. It was strange, the gym bought a table and she didn't show up. So, I don't know. Anyways, one thing I asked you. Oh, crap. I just forgot.
Alright, your audio is a little light. I didn't know. I caught that. I am heading down into the bowl that is Rochester, so I don't know how well I cover out this way. So if I get bad, let me know.
Okay, sorry. Playing around with this. Oh, there you go. Test. Playing around with another radio here. That's test. 1, 2. Maybe. There we go. I think I got to be right up to the audio. So. Okay, I can't, no one's going to ask you something right now, I can't remember. Go to your blank. Oh, now I remember now. Do you still have interest in that DB420? Because somebody up at the swap showed real interest in it. I think I can get a good price for it, but I wanted to give you a shot at it first.
I would just earmark it for a future project, and I'm not looking to buy one, so you got to do what you got to do.
Okay, you might come out and look at it. So, all right, so if I got a seal, I'll do it. All right, that's what I wanted. Very good. Catch you later. EVP.
Oh, Mac Daddy,
Mac Daddy. What did I do?
Oh, I don't know. I was starting to work on your project, and then a hoe showed up at my front door, so I kind of screwed my day there.
Yeah, and tends to happen when the hoes show up.
But, well, he shimmied up my tower for kicks and giggles, so that was funny. But I did get 3 boards tested on the analyzer, and all my solder joints worked, so happy. So, when I get back, I got, they're going to 4 other sites today, so I gotta help them, so we'll see what time they get done with them. And, I can get back to working on your project today, but I tried. I made some progress.
Oh, no
don't worry about it. I'm in absolutely no hurry. It's one of those things that we're just doing for the heck of it. You know, I don't expect a whole lot. Yeah, no, no big deal at all. But I am at the lowest point in downtown Rochester, so you have to let me know if there's a problem. And I think my destination is right here. Yes, there it is.
You've got a pulse crash when you pee, but other than that, you're fine.
You gotta be kidding me. There is a line to get into this damn place. What the hell?
What are you out in Rochester for?
Well, I was here for lots of other things, but I wanted to, while I was here, get a Coney from La Puma's, but good God, they got a standing line out the door.
I figured while they were at Hurley, I'd run to, down the fence to the office, do the one work thing I had to patch, and I grabbed me some chicken and rice from the Chinese place there. I don't think I've been there since we moved out of town, so I was like, I'll grab that, chicken and rice. So I grabbed that. That's sitting next to me as I head back home. Because hopefully by the time they're done at Flint 3, they're headed to James Township, install that, and then they're headed to Harrison, and we're going to replace the VHF packet radio system back in and upgrade the Wise Box to Debian 12. And I think they're vacuuming and doing some other stuff there, but I gotta upgrade the Wise Box remotely. Ho's got the new Pi KVM to test, so I can remote into the box and upgrade it in place without just swapping Wise Boxes. But I grabbed chicken and rice. Coney does sound good, but I grabbed chicken and rice.
I've been trying to come to this place to try theirs. You know, they get all sorts of press about how great their Coneys are. I'm like, yeah, I'll believe it if I see it. And so I was up this way because I needed to go to a couple of stores that were up this way anyhow. And so I figured, okay, I'll be close. And they're either good or people are just, buying into the hype. But they got a line out the door. So, in fact, there's nowhere to park even. So there must be something to it.
I was going to say, because it's 3 o'clock on a Saturday, and they've got that kind of, I mean, are we talking just like 5 parking spots, though, or are we, not a decent number?
Well, I mean, I don't know where the people are parking. The lot's got about a dozen parking spots, and they're all full. I don't know where the people are parking, but it ain't a big place. But I'm more commenting on the standing room only. There's a line out the door. There must be about a dozen people all standing outside waiting to get in.
Wow. There's probably no ramp like the other Coney place down there.
Yeah, that's what makes the other one so good, man. The rat factor.
It gives up that special je ne sais quoi.
What they say, once you go rat, you can't go back.
Their Coney sauce has that secret family recipe.
Are those beans? I thought this was beanless chili.
Wow.
Well, I'll make one more pass. See if the line's made any progress or if there's any parking spots. And if not, then I'll just save it for a weekday. I'll have to find a way to be out this way during the week.
Yeah, especially, because you said you didn't make a special trip since you were just in the area already, so it's not like, if you didn't kind of deal.
Yep, and I still got a couple of stops on this particular route that I got to make, so this is just This is about a mile north of my last stop, so I figured I'd go knock it out. Not even all that hungry. I had breakfast a few hours ago, so I was just going to get one to see if they're any good. They were really, really good. I'd probably get two to go, but yeah, I don't know. All right, let me pay attention here because I've got to try to find a spot to park and evaluate whether I'm going to make an attempt at this place. The next two on my list are in Detroit, so I gotta, next time I'm down that way. W8FU.
Hey, Michelle made me some eggs with barbecue Bob brisket this morning, so I haven't eaten since 9:30. W8FU.
Nah. You know the best thing about that place? What? Oh, sure, I tell you, and then you tell Tom, and then Tom tells everyone. Tell me. No, I was talking to Fred earlier about this little Coney place in downtown Rochester, La Puma's, that I wanted to try. You know, and of course, it got one of the TV stations, best Coney's in Detroit. It was on the list, and all that, so I've been really champing the bit to get to this place, and I finally was doing, had some business out this way in Rochester, and I go by the place, and it's packed, standing room only out the door. I'm like, oh, man, but I'm here, you know, and I don't know when I'm going to be, you know, have an opportunity. So I got a parking spot, and I got in, I got a Coney, and I got a Chicago dog, and the best thing I can say is that now it's off my list of things I have to try.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking earlier. I was curious what your take was going to be on it. Yeah, places like that tend to get overhyped. Tend to do a bunch of business for a while, and then it peters off.
Well, I guess it's been here forever. It's like one of those buildings that's been in downtown Rochester for decades and decades. And so, you know, it's more about that than anything. It reminds me of a hamburger joint out on the west side, out in Westland and Livonia, called Daily Burger. And I've been there a couple of times, and it's not only unremarkable, I think it's a lousy burger. They got some secret sauce, which is like tomato with diced onions or something in it. It's just very unremarkable. But, you know, oh, you know, Daily Burger. I think their biggest claim to fame is they've been around since, you know, the 50s, and they've got pictures, you know, of back then. And that's the whole allure, because it ain't the food. I think this place has got a little bit of that going on. It was okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with it, but I ain't making a special trip.
How about the pricing?
Not bad. I paid, it was $10, and I got a Chicago dog and a Coney, a regular Coney, and a Chicago dog and a diet pop. So that's not bad.
Okay, I was just curious. I have no frame of reference. I haven't had a Coney dog in forever. Last time I had one, we just made them ourselves. Just bought some Kowalski dogs from the local butcher and did them on the grill. All right, well, I'll let you get back to your drive and I'll go back to being bored over here. And W-I-W.
Yep, now I just start to drive home. I got almost everything on my list knocked out. I had a whole bunch of stuff to run around and do.
I got one more little grocery stop to make because I went to BJ's and they only got so many things, at least in quantities that Andrea and I can consume. So I was only able to get a couple of things. So I got to make one final stop at a regular old grocery store to get the couple of other little odds and ends that I couldn't get at BJ's. Other than that, it was a total success. Accomplished everything I wanted to do. So you go be bored. Remember La Puma's in Rochester. If you're in the area and you got nothing better to do, give it a try. But I wouldn't lose no sleep over it if you're not. Catch you later. WYM, WFU.
Test 1-2.
I copy you, KC80LQ.
You sound good, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. I switched on my free radio.
Try it again, Fred.
What if I don't wanna?
Are you on a good radio? Because I don't think you sound right.
No, I'm on my laptop. That's all I got.
Sounds like it's working to me.
Okay, I'm into APRS, and it's working.
Yep, I just seen it. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you taking care of that, by the way. Just maybe you're knocking ice off the rough.
All right, I'm rolling back over. WFSM.
You didn't hear me over there. I'm going to the hospital next, so don't sleep too hard. Keep it up, Sylvia.
I recognize that voice, KB8SWR, WKXZ.
Hi, Mike. I'm out of the site, and there's no heat in here, so I'm not going to stick, but hi. Nice to talk to you later. Keep it up, Sylvia.
I can't blame you, and I was just jumping out myself. I wanted to jump in and say hi, and I got some ears and hanging around again, so we'll catch you down the line. KB8SWR, get warm, WKZ.
Okay, I'm froze. My hands are froze. The other guy's coming across the network, sounded okay. Watch this been like. You said, Paul. Fred was on his laptop. You still listening, Randy?
Are you looking for Randy or somebody to test something?
Oh, just because he was on there.
What are you using? I'll start here, but if you need me to do something, I have the base station too.
No, just looking for audio to make sure. Nothing we can do probably anyways, but it's working.
Yeah, sounds fine.
Alright, I'm back in my pickup, warming my hands up before I leave. KBSW.
Turn the heated steering wheel on. Maybe it might.
Yep, you guys ready? Man, I can't believe how cold it was out there. Crazy cold. The wind is just cut right through you. KCYVF. KCYVF. KBS the Bear.
KBS to Bear. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm here full scale.
I'm mobile, scrambling.
I don't know, I don't see anything obvious. Give it a sit here. Give me this, here.
JF Mobile listening.
Sorry, I'm going to put some mobile data.
What's going on up there in the Great North?
Coming to Brad, UTS trip.
Are you guys building networks again?
Yeah, so I got done with the permit. I had an alarm and people were pitching.
Oh, no rest for the wicked.
Yeah, I couldn't even clock in because the time clock server was down. So how can I log my hours in?
What would we do if we didn't enjoy it?
Yeah, can you get out of this? I said, yeah, and I'm working on it. He goes, okay, well, it shouldn't be to the box and fire up for free, so I have time, but we'll figure it out. He said, I can't get into the fiber, and I can't get into the backup coax. I said, I bet you this is power related, but there's no outages on PTE, and I didn't get any power alerts. So I get there, and the UPS is just off. I'm like, no alarms, no nothing. Energized the UPS, and stuff came back up. It had quarter load, full battery. So it's like nothing in the event log, nothing.
Is this on the Seaman stuff or work stuff, or both?
No, this is work, day job. Although we spent the day doing Seaman stuff. I told you that earlier because I had my lunch. My lunch was delicious. And they were, they went to James, they went to Harrison. We did all that stuff, so. Yeah, so full, I was ready to try to take a nap and day job.
Yeah, I heard Ho complaining about his dangly parts shrinking.
Well, because James Township's at like an outdoor box cabinet next to the fire hall, so like it's a little chilly when you're at that site.
Cold, frigid cold in the winter, and I've only had a couple of sites that had outdoor cabinets and were outdoor serviced, and you know, it's like rain is just a bear when you're trying to do that stuff, although you can usually do a tarp or something. You can't get away from the cold, obviously. You know, that's another one. And then there's always critters. No matter how good you seal them up, you know, you be ready with the wasp spray. Well, but I don't have any of that anymore. The good old days.
Yeah, your management's a little different. I mean, even like, you know, Mayville is a block building, but there's no HVAC in there. I mean, there's ventilation, but there ain't no heat in there. So it's still kind of cold, although Jeff brings out the portable heaters while he goes to some of the sites, so I'll plug those in and try to make it at least above freezing.
Now, have you guys looked at these little diesel heaters? My friend Ben from out here, he has been all getting into them and stuff, and so I went ahead and I bought one. I got one here I haven't putzed with yet. I got a can of diesel here, and I've got the heater, and
I'm going to play around with it. But they're supposed to be pretty damn effective at heating up a small space quickly. You know, just FYI. But, you know, you got the heater. You got to have a 12-volt supply, you know, to... It's got to be pretty stout, too, because it's got to heat the glow plugs, and then after that, it's pretty efficient. And they sip fuel, so, you know, you fill them up with whatever it is they take. I forget how much it is, and they'll run for a long time. But I've been meaning to get one out and play with it a little bit here and see what it's all about. But it might be ideal for something like that.
Homebrot has a not pig. What are those? Or torpedoes? That's what they're called. So he has one of those. I know, because when we were doing a big, when we were doing the Saginaw build in my garage at the old house, it was dead of winter, and we had all the guys over, and Jeff brought his torpedo heater, and it got so hot in the garage. I'm always in t-shirt sleeves, but you know. I had to open the door, it was sweating so bad in there.
Oh yeah, those will heat things up fast. I've got one of those as well, smaller one, but yeah, they're great. The problem with those is, you know, the diesel heater is a very dry heat, so, you know, the propane heaters, the torpedoes are not, and they will make things wet, and there's also emissions that can be concerned with in the flame, so they're a little different. They're a little bit better than that, a little bit more efficient, a lot quieter, and you know, they have no moisture in the air. They're a dry, very dry heat. They dry things out. So, but yeah, a torpedo is especially for a site work or something like that. You know, ideal. Get it fired. You know, get it heated up fast.
Yeah, I think this was kerosene, you said. You know, there was a fuel in the bottom of it. You still have to plug it in, but, yeah. All right, I'm going right by the Holly repeater. Hi, Mr. Repeater. Look at you. Your whole field's lit up. People skiing on you.
Well, speaking of Holly, do you see that video that's floating around about that? I think it was in Russia, or at least they sounded like they were speaking Russia, but that ski lift that was going, like, full tilt and reverse.
Oh, that was a few years old, and it was not Sweden, Slovakia, one of those countries, you know, Eastern European, where they, you know, but yeah, the brakes failed on it, and it, so, you know, what do you think happens when the brake fails?
Well, it's the first I've seen it, is about an hour ago or 2 hours ago. I said, yeah, okay, I'm going to take cable lifts off my list of things to do.
Well, I will say this, there's plenty of different safety things that the lifts here have that are a little different than over there. There's even a diesel, so, you know, they're obviously electric here. Primary propulsion is electric, but each one has a diesel engine in it. And that's the backup. You can't run it at full speed, the lift, but it's for emergency braking and unloading.
You're just trying to get me on one, right? This is like a horror story.
Oh, heck no, because I don't even think I want to get up on one right now. You know, there's no safety, but I feel like I'm going to fall out of it. I've gone up it a couple times, but it's, the swaying motion of it, and the no safety bar crap, no.
That reminds me of that Carney guy who's got that drop ride. And he always messes with people, you know. He gets in there, he goes, oh, hold on a minute. He goes, we didn't got you buckled in, and then he releases them. And you know, people just freak. I think that guy's great.
And he's like, no, wait a minute, as he's hitting the button. And so they're like, whoa!
Why did my clear note just reboot?
Well, my test of the Pi KVM worked. Ho took it to Harrison and plugged it into the Wise Box, and I was able to do a full Debian 12 install from scratch, get into the BIOS and all that fun jazz. So it's like a remote thread tool.
Oh, by the way, I went to that La Pumas or whatever it was. I got a parking spot, and I was able to rock right in pretty much. And I got a Coney dog and a Chicago dog. I don't see the big, you know, stink. I think it's just been there forever. You know, it's one of them little places that's been there since, you know, before Rochester was anything. It's been there for 40 years or something, 50 years. And, yeah, they're okay, but, there are no rat poop specials.
So, a bunch of hipsters and social media hype?
Looked like a pretty regular crowd in there. It didn't look like it was, bitten by the, hipster bug, but, you know, and like I said, I mean, you know, if you're there and it's convenient, you know, the prices were decent, and, you know, it's got atmosphere, you know, it's got this little hot dog stand kind of atmosphere about it. You know, I'd say if you were there and it was convenient, why not? But I wouldn't rank it, you know. Well, I mean, top 10, I mean, there's, you know, it's, I mean, how many good Coney dogs, noteworthy Coney dogs are there in Michigan, right? Does it make top 10? I don't know. You know, what only really matters is the top couple, 3, 2, 3, in my opinion. It ain't those.
There's a guy that goes in my feed. He has a Red Hot place in New Jersey, and some of the combinations of the dogs that he does makes me almost want to drive to New Jersey because I haven't been able to find them anywhere else. But then, you know, like it's a East Coast New Jersey thing, some of the toppings and things he does. I mean, like a spiced mashed potato or two different types of chili or Coney sauce, you know, like what we would call Coney sauce. He goes, you want hot chili or regular chili? The mashed potatoes, you know, cream cheese with onion straws. It's just some of the combination, like, because he wears the head for GoPro while he's making guys' dogs order all day. Some days, you know, you want to just sit there and kind of veg, but not veg, but you need to close your mind down, and, you know, the algorithm knows me well, and it started showing me these videos of his channel, and that's sometimes that's what I do to try to shut my mind off.
Yeah, you'll hear me say cat videos, just sitting here watching cat videos. Quite honestly, I rarely watch cat videos. I mean, if one pops up, I'll watch it, but I call any of that mindless dribble on Facebook that's cute or fun to watch, just cat videos. And yes, I go down a cat video rabbit hole every now and again. But what I'll do is I'll set myself aside, like I said, okay, I'm going to try to watch an hour of TV tonight. I'm going to, you know, 9 o'clock, I'm going to get on, I'm going to try to watch like another episode of Yellowstone or something, you know, like, you know, if that was what I was watching at the time or whatever, you know. And I sit down, and before I get to it, I get over to YouTube, and there's a video that caught my eye. And then the next thing you know, I'm down the rabbit hole, and then all of a sudden I look at the clock, and not only have I spent an hour, I'm over. You know, I'm like, I burned an hour and a half. I only wanted to watch an hour of TV. I didn't get to what I originally planned on doing because I was watching cat videos the whole time. It's like,
Sheldon says, those pesky kitties will get you every time. Oh, 1892 or whatever is coming out. New episode's well tomorrow, so midnight or whatever should be out for the new season of that. Trying to think what I want to do when I get home. Oh, I gotta eat. We're gonna have Bob's barbecue. Yes, yeah, so we got leftover Bob's barbecue or rice. I'm cold. And then, after 9, so I probably should, and I don't want to go downstairs.
No,
I'll go upstairs. I got to get my foot up because my foot is throbbing. And I got to be gentle. Monday, I got to walk the golf course, the new golf course. So, yeehaw. Oh, poppers.
sit back and, well, watch cat videos. But, yeah, I'm waiting for, anyway, yeah, Yellowstone finished up, which I wasn't, I wasn't really in on the second half of season five. I guess they did it as good as they could have, considering, you know, the rift between Sheridan and Costner, you know, I really liked that 18, whatever it was, the first one that was one season and done, one and done season. I really liked that one, and then the 1923, I really enjoyed that one. I'm looking forward to that one coming back. I don't know what else there is in the pipes. Is there something besides those? You had that 1883, you had 1923, and then you had Yellowstone. Is there one I'm missing?
So 1923 season 2 with Harrison Ford and James Helen Mirren is coming out tonight. Well, supposed to release midnight on Paramount sometime. And then that's the new season of that. But he's got Lioness. It doesn't follow that whole, it's still Taylor Sheridan, but not, you know, so Lioness, which they just finished that up. So if you want, you should watch that. That was really good. Kingstown was pretty decent. I liked that one. That's got Jeremy Renner as the lead in that one. There was rumor they were doing a 4/6 when, you know, following Jimmy down at 4/6, but I haven't heard anything other than the rumor of, like, a pilot or something kind of deal. For that, I would like to watch, you know, follow the whole Jimmy stuff down that way. You know, more Texas 4/6 stuff.
Yeah, not a big Jimmy fan. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't give it a try, but yeah. And, yeah, I watched the new one with, what's his face? It's a Sheridan production, but not part of the Yellowstone ecosystem. Oil Man guy, Landman. I watched that. And, you know, typical Taylor Sheridan, you know, he tries to pat too much in every episode. And, you know, but it's fun. He does good character development. It's one thing I got to say for him. His stories are a little fantastical, but he does good characters and makes them interesting, and that's what it's all about. But, all right, well, 23 coming back. I am anxious to see that. I wonder if they're going to release the whole season or if they're going to one after another. I can't remember how they did that. Did they do a total drop, or is that you got to wait each week?
No, you got to wait each week with him. None of his shows have been, because they're on Paramount. They don't do the whole series drop like that. And it's just the changing times of TV because they don't, you know, they only do 8-10 episodes for a year because he treats them like movies. So it's like you're not getting a TV episode. He's treating, you know, when you're at caliber, but, you know, scale and production value that he's now been able to do, it is, you know, you're lucky to get 10-8 episodes. Because they're basically 8 full-length feature movies. That's been my complaint. Because it's like, you get the little taste, you get the taste, you get into it, and, you know, there's only 8 weeks. So what am I going to do for the other 45 weeks of the year?
Yuppers. Well, maybe I'll, I mean, as much as I want to watch it as it's playing out, if I can resist it, if I can not know about it, resist the temptation, forget about it, and let at least a few episodes drop, and then give me that little bingeability. That'll be kind of cool. I don't know. We'll see. I wonder if I still got Paramount. I can't remember if I do. You said that's going to drop at midnight?
Well, it says midnight on my thingy, so, like, yeah, I don't, I, you know.
All right, well, I'll keep an eye. I can't remember if I've still got Paramount or not, but I will check the sources. All right, anyhow, I'm going to go get myself another beverage. You guys be safe. And I think you should be pretty clear. How's the weather up there? It's just comment on closing. It was kind of pleasant today. I mean, it's weird. Got up into the 30s and run around like idiots in our jackets and stuff. I'm guessing it was pretty much the same up that way.
Yeah, the problem was the winds were making the wind chill cold, like colder than yesterday, even though the air temperatures were up higher. That makes sense, but yeah, we're pulling in front of the house and backing into the driveway.
All righty, have fun. Catch you in a bit. W8FU.
W8FSM. This is KQDUW monitoring.